Let us pray. Holy Spirit, fall upon us now in this moment, and so lift us up into Jesus that we might behold the Father. And now may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Excuse me. His skinny little arms cling to the stainless steel arcing out of that cool, wet cement. The smell of chlorine fills his little nostrils. The teal water laps against his waist, even as other children splash and shout in the pool. But he clings to that ladder. Hours of swimming lessons, and yet this is as far as he can get into the deep end by himself. Hours of swimming lessons, and yet the deep end. His trembling fingers slip, and the butterflies in his stomach explode, and he begins hand over hand to crawl out of the water, dripping wet. Nope. Crouches beside the pool and waves to a friend. I'll just watch. Just watch. Imagine what it must have been like to be a Philippian in the first century in this Roman colony. St. Paul has spent hours training the Philippian believers in how to swim, how to live the Christian life, the Jesus life. And yet now it's time to let go of that stainless steel arcing down into the pool, the ladder down into the deep end. It's time to push off and to actually swim in the deep end. Oh, the deep end. Paul is gone. The Roman government looks askance on this little group of believers. Rumblings in the synagogue make life difficult. And to top everything off, Evodia and Syntyche, two of the women who have given everything for this church, who have been there from the beginning, are fighting tooth and claw in the midst of the assembly. Time to swim in the deep end. Time to swim the Jesus way in the deep end. And yet, we can imagine the Philippians hanging on to that stainless steel ladder, fingers trembling as the water laps against their waist. I don't know about jumping out in joy and swimming without any anxiety. I don't know about loving enemies in this moment. This seems like a losing proposition. This seems like I'll sink. I'll sink straight to the bottom. Doesn't make sense to swim the Jesus way in the deep end. We can imagine them climbing hand over hand out of the water, crouching beside it. No. I'm just going to live life like I need to live it right now. Joy in the face of persecution? Nah. No anxiety about what's going on? I'm just going to do what I need to do to survive. It sounds familiar because, of course, we are there with them, clinging to the stainless steel ladder as it arcs down into the pool. We've been taught how to swim the Jesus way. We've been taught to love God, to love our neighbors and our enemies. We've been taught to trust the Almighty and let go of the cares of this life. We've been taught to offer responses of love to those who hate us. And yet, now we're in the deep end. The deep end, and not so sure about that now. Not so sure about it. It's time to swim, but we are scared. Our little Chihuahua dog bolts out of the door just as we get it open. And then we hear the screaming from across the street. Get that animal off my lawn! Mark again. And the volume and tone say everything. And we are seeing red in this moment. Was an accident? What is it? And all we can think about is what we're going to let Mark know about. And it seems a little risky to let go of the stainless steel ladder and to push off and swim in the Jesus way. A gentle word to the enemy across the street, rejoicing always in this moment. That would be losing, wouldn't it? No. We're crawling out of the pool. We're going to do what we need to do. We sit in the marriage counselor's office, waiting for the counselor to come out and bring us into the couch. And that anxiety is bubbling within us. We're hanging on to that stainless steel ladder, and that teal water is lapping against our waist. The deep end. And we're afraid. And not just afraid, we're worried. Anxious. Is our life together over? How can we let go of our worry in this moment? How can we push off from the ladder and swim with love, with joy, and without worry? This is the deep end. We're crawling out. Crouching beside the pool. No. I'll just watch. But as we crouch beside life's pool, another skinny kid sidles up beside us, dripping with chlorine water. He pulls his goggles off and places them on his forehead, squints at us. Are you a little worried about the deep water? He places his wet arm around our own skinny shoulders. He places his arm around Philippian and American shoulders. He is our older brother, after all, St. Paul. Are you worried about trying to swim the Jesus life in the deep waters? Are you worried about the risk of loving an enemy? Are you worried about having to risk rejoicing in this hard moment? Are you worried about not being able to worry? Look. Our older brother points his pruny finger across the pool. Look! He points to a tall white chair. Look! He points to the top of the chair. And our eyes go upward. And there, seated on the top of that white tall chair, is a man in red swimming trunks with a whistle around his neck. Look! The lifeguard is near. He's at hand. He can jump in the water at a moment's notice. Look, the Lord is near. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice. Let all know your gentleness. The Lord is near. Have no anxiety about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Jesus sits on the Father's throne above the chaos waters of our lives. He is near in terms of both time and space. At any moment, he could return. And at every moment, he is present by the power of the Holy Spirit. The Lord is at hand. The Lord is near. He will not let us drown. We can risk swimming in life's deep end. We are free to do the hard strokes of love because the Lord is near. We can let go of worry in the counselor's office. Because the Lord is near, we can say a gentle word to Mark. Because the Lord is near, we can rejoice always. Because the Lord is near, we can offer up our prayers to the Father and know that we are heard. So in this final week of Advent, sisters and brothers, as you await the Lord's second coming, even as you prepare to celebrate his first coming, let go of that stainless steel ladder and push off into the deep end. Jump into the pool. Try your hand at swimming the Jesus way, the Jesus life. For the Lord is near. He's right there. He's sitting on that tall white chair with the red swimming trunks and the whistle around his neck. He will not let you drown. The Lord is near. You can risk rejoicing always. You can risk being gentle to all. You can risk letting go of all of the fear and the worry. You can risk offering everything up to God. You don't have to win in life. You don't have to be in control. You can risk swimming the Jesus way because the Lord is near. And God has promised that he will not let you drown. The final verse of our epistle reading, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Because the Lord is near, we are free to live without fear. Because the Lord is near, we are free to love God and love our enemies. We are free to swim in the deep end. And that is good news. That is gospel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.